Now to a battle of titans that's played out on lovely lawns in a quiet reserve, but behind the scenes, the tension couldn't be greater. Andrew McGee joins us, professional American golfer, a commentator online at the Ryder Cup competition. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So remind us of the significance of the Ryder Cup, the Golf Olympics, the Golf American Idol, the what would you say, Golf United Nations?
The Golf United Nations may be the closest thing. I heard a commentator yesterday say the Olympics are the world's largest competition, and then the Ryder Cup's about third. So it's being out this morning, walking with both teams, seeing the crowd is just spectacular. 40,000 large out there this morning. I'd say 95% Euro crowd. So this is going to be a pretty partisan, loud, screaming crowd.
Now, the Western world's best players get together and play teams in the Ryder Cup every 2 years. In 2008, the narrative was what?
Well, 2008, the Americans took home the cup at Valhalla, and the Euros desperately wanted to get it back. And since 1985, the Euros have really come on strong, thanks mostly to Seve and Jose Maria Lothball from Spain, have really brought the Ryder Cup to the forefront of world golf since about 1985. So it has become a competition that's it's a very keen competition.
So break it down then. Does the U.S. have a chance to repeat what happened in 2008?
Well, of course, it's match play, and everybody has a chance. I'd say the Euros are favored at this point, that they're on their home soil. They know this golf course. They play the Welsh Open here every single year. A lot of these players play in that tournament. Our guys have just seen the course for a couple of days. The weather could be a factor. It's extremely muddy out there right now. It's a little bit cool. Not exactly American weather. But it's match play. Anybody has a chance any given day. It comes down to, you know, a putt and a chip on every single hole. So absolutely, Americans have a chance. I would have said a month ago that it was looking very strong for the Euros, but I think the way our guys have come on lately, the Americans, that we certainly do have a chance.
Since he burst on the scene, Andrew McGee, Tiger Woods has been presented on the Ryder Cup team as something of this huge kind of secret weapon that's wheeled into place to level the battlefield. It hasn't really worked out that way in Ryder Cup play, and he's been an inconsistent player. Tiger Woods scaring everybody today?
Well, I think it's a different Tiger Woods we're going to see right now. It seems like in the past, before his struggles, that he didn't really need the Ryder Cup. He's the number one player in the world. He's trying to win majors. He's trying to catch Jack Nicklaus's major record. And now it seems like public perception and to save a little face, he needs to be a team player. He needs to show us that he's part of the group, and he's trying to save face, as you will. And I think this is a different Tiger Woods. You can definitely hear it in the press when during this McIlroy bit of a calling out after the Bridgestone tournament two months ago, saying anybody would like to play Tiger now because he's playing so lousy. Well, Tiger got a hold of that, and no one wants to play Tiger Woods. He can any day beat you and beat you badly and make you look really silly out there on the golf course. So
I think
we're going to see him a different guy this week.
Well, they're going to be playing him there in Newport, Wales. Is it soggy this morning?
Oh, it's terribly soggy. And tomorrow, possibly gale force winds and a huge rainstorm coming in, so we could have a complete washout.
Lovely. Andrew McGee, professional American golfer and commentator, covering the Ryder Cup in Newport, Wales. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.